Law enforcement has been saying that this type of lone wolf attack is the ones that they're most concerned with. Do you believe it's a mistake to call this guy a lone wolf?
Yes, I think it is a mistake. I would use the term self-starter, but the reason I think lone wolf
doesn't... A self-starter.
Yes, and I think it doesn't necessarily describe the phenomenon correctly to use the term lone wolf. What we saw was a metastasization of the phenomenon, and our worst nightmares came true, and ISIL emerged. Because what we're really dealing with here is a fundamental inspiration for Muslims to sympathize with the idea of creating or resurrecting the so-called caliphate and instituting theocracy in Muslim-majority countries. And calling it a caliphate is something we have to make very unpopular, and that's a challenge at the moment as things stand.
And you've always said it's not enough for Muslims to simply say, well, look, I don't believe in beheading hostages. You say people have to go farther than that.
If we expect non-Muslims to speak out against anti-Muslim bigotry, and as was evidenced in this I'll Ride With You hashtag campaign on Twitter, how many times do we see Muslims starting such hashtags to say, actually, we condemn Islamist and jihadist terrorism? Instead, what we find is many of my co-religionists say, I've got nothing to do with this. Why should I condemn it? It's not in my name. But if we have that expectation of non-Muslims to condemn things such as racism, to condemn things such as anti-Muslim hate, likewise, we have to step up to our own responsibilities.
This hostage taker, his former attorney, has said that this is a one-off, random individual not acting in concert with anyone. Do you think it's dangerous to kind of just kind of say, okay, well, this is a one-off thing?
Absolutely. It's very dangerous. I mean, look, we have the school shootings in America as a phenomenon. And again, they aren't one-off. But there is a difference here. And the difference is that in the case of Islamist-inspired self-starters, there's a whole bunch of iconography and symbolism, an ideology underneath it that inspires multiple one-offs. And at what stage do these multiple one-offs stop becoming one-offs and we start recognizing that we're dealing with a phenomenon of the atomization of self-starter Islamist terrorists?